Everyone, welcome to my show, the Angelique Everett Show, and I am your beautiful host, Angelique Everett. This is my fourth episode of my show and my YouTube channel. I am thrilled and got the opportunity to sit and chat with my special guest, Samuel R. Meadow. He is an advocate, executive director of Center for Self-Advocacy, which is a nonprofit organization. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Angelique.
So, who are you?
I am Samuel Meadow. I am a person with a disability that believes that all people with disabilities should have a voice. And that's why I founded and started the Center for Self-Advocacy. Hopefully at the end of the day, that people feel that our organization is providing people with intellectual and developmental disabilities the support that they need or want.
Huh? You can't see her with that up there. Can you?
Yes. Oh, that's all right. Sorry about that, Sam. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Rochester, New York. I moved to Buffalo in 2003 for a possible job opportunity. I wasn't able to get that, but I started volunteering, and I finally got an internship at the Western New York DDSO, and I worked there for 11 years, and then I started my organization. I am also a person that likes documentaries, music, and coffee.
Where is the new? I hear that CSA have actually moved. So where is it located now?
The Center for Self-Advocacy is located at 1021 Broadway. We are part of a network of non-profit organizations that got together so we can use our resources and better serve the public in the community that we are in.
Oh, okay. Actually, you've been over there one time before, so it's actually a nice place.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can't wait to check out the new place.
Well, you know, you're welcome to come anytime, you know.
Okay, I know, yeah. I've been to the old place, so.
Just let me know when you want to come and we'll set up something.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
What are your services?
Well, I do want to say that the Center for Self-Advocacy is peer run. So we have people with disabilities supporting other people with disabilities. What we provide is peer support groups And we have a travel training program called Access My Ride. And we also provide Access VR services, which is the pre-ETS. So anybody that wants to learn self-advocacy skill, they can do that through us. They just have to tell their Access VR counselor that they want to work with us to get that service.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And we also do disability awareness training.
Oh.
So anybody out there, any organization or business that wants disability awareness training, they can call the center as well. And we will help them and set something up.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, before I go into the other questions, I remember you mentioned the peer mentors. So, what kind of peer mentors are you? Do I know any people that are peer mentors at this at your organization?
Yes. Our peer mentors are able to teach other people skills that they need to learn. For example, we have a staff person, Izzy Cruz, that is knowledgeable on paratransit. So anybody that needs assistance on learning how to use paratransit, Izzy would be one of those mentors that would teach those skills to that person. And he's a peer mentor. And then we just hired Chanel Davis. She's also a peer mentor. And she does that as well. We also have our program coordinator, Andrew Markham, and he helps people who want to take the Metro bus, and he's the primary person right now that teaches people how to take the Metro bus. In the future, we hope to hire more mentors that know how to take the Metro bus and teach people with disabilities how to take the Metro bus.
Well, that's good. I just had to ask that question.
That's okay.
That's all right. How do you empower people with developmental disabilities? And how do you educate them on self-advocacy in general?
Well, one of the programs that we have is our Peer Empowerment Network. And what that is not just educating about self-advocacy, but educating about the history and providing peer support groups. And peer support groups is where other people with intellectual and developmental disabilities can get together and talk about the issues that they are working on, providing each other support. And that's the main focus for our peer support groups is that willingness to share and support each other and finding out each other's how can we help each other succeed at what we want to do.
Okay. That's very interesting. Good to know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have meetings virtually? And can anyone join?
We have meetings virtually. Right now we have if I can name them, I will what groups we have right now. We have Disability and Identity on Mondays at 11:15 a.m. And we on Tuesdays we have our social justice group at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we have a women's group every other Thursday. And that's where women can get together without guys and have a frank and honest discussion about what's going on with themselves and where they support each other. Uh-huh. And run by women, you know, no men allowed. So it's, you know, that's one of our groups that we support in a big way. And they're very close and they help each other. And the other group that we have is Living in the Community. And that happens once a month, where we talk about where do people want to go. Okay, so if you have lived on your own for a while, we want to know what you have been through and share that experience with other people. And if you want information about how to live on your own, and how to get that process going, we want you to be going to that group as well, because we want you to be successful as you can with the proper information that we can give you and support you along the way.
Oh, okay. I actually heard about the women's group. I was actually on your website. I'm telling you, your website is very informational.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. What are the different webinars your organization has?
Talked about those groups, but I'll talk about them a little bit more. Just to be in more detail, the Disability Identity Group is to empower people with disabilities that to believe in themselves as a person and who they are. To help them understand that they, as a person, can empower themselves and they shouldn't be ashamed of having a disability. Our social justice group, again, that meets on Tuesdays, focuses on people with disabilities that want to discuss what's going on in the community from a social justice point of view. And we have had many interesting discussions on social justice. For example, working with the police, or how the police are handling people with disabilities. And what's going on in the community about people that might be hurt and want to get knowledge about what's going on within the community as far as getting a discussion started for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and social justice for themselves.
When you mentioned empower and when you said all of that about not being ashamed and stuff like that, you kind of actually brought me into talking about that, because I was going to mention that's basically what I do with my, that's really why I came up with the Angelique Show, technically, was because I wanted to empower people and to tell people you're not ashamed.
Right, and so, you should.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the big things as an executive director. Is that we don't want anybody with a disability to feel ashamed of who they are. You know, a lot of people might say, I don't want my disability, and you know, and there are times where people get upset, and you know, we just want to be there and say, we understand. You know, but at the same time that your challenges bring a unique perspective of who you are as a person.
I agree about that. Every time when I go out and speak, I would say we are all unique in our own right. So I always say that all the time.
Yeah.
what do you think about the staff shortage, and is it affecting you?
Well, I think the staff shortage is disgusting that we have to go through this. You know, I personally have one personal care aid that is split between my roommate and myself, and we have other people on call that are just supporting us because we don't have enough staff. So it is personal for us, you know. And
it's not good.
You know, we want to make sure that our staff, you know, everybody's staff is getting paid a living wage and they feel that they are able to provide for their family and a job of supporting people with disabilities.
That's not good. Good thing you mentioned about that. I had to ask that question, so.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you asked that question.
Well, I always, you know, I watch news, and, you know, when I hear about the news, you know, and then I just interviewed BJ. And I actually asked him that particular question, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and that's a big deal, and the government needs to do something about that.
I agree about that. do you have any events coming up?
Not physically, but what we're doing is fundraising. We know Giving Tuesday is coming out. So if anybody would like to donate to the Center for Self-Advocacy, you can go on our website and hit the donate button and donate some money to help continue our work that we do in the community.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard that, my viewers. Go to centerforselfadvocacy.com.
Dot org.
I meant dot org. Thank you, Sam. you hear that, my viewers. Go to centerforselfadvocacy.org to donate on Giving Tuesday. Sorry about that. I kind of, okay.
No, it's okay.
Slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Do your organization have any job openings?
Not at the time, but we are growing as an organization, and we have a couple grants coming down the pipeline, so we will be hiring pretty soon. If anybody's interested in working for the center or volunteering for the center, all they have to do is call, and then we can help them either fill out an application for a job and we can put it on a file, or they can volunteer their time and help us help others.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I just saw that on the website, so I had to ask that question.
That's okay.
Okay. Where can we find you?
Say that again.
Where can we find you?
Again, we're at 1021 Broadway Street, in the Jericho Road building by the post office. And you can definitely call us at 768-1795. Or again, go to our website, center4sa.org.
Okay, is your organization on social media?
Yes, we are on Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. We have some videos on there explaining what we do. And if anything, just go to our page and like us, so we could provide you with some information of future activities or events.
Oh, okay. Thank you for informing us, Sam.
Thank you for having me.
Because the other question, you already answered that question for me already, so I didn't have to ask that question.
Okay.
I'm your host, Angela Gavrit, and this has been another episode of the Angela Gavrit Show. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Angela,
for coming out of your busy schedule for me to interview you. Don't forget to use the Angela Gavrit Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram @the_AngelaE_show. And also go to my website as well, which is angelaeshow.com. And now also go to my YouTube channel, the Angelique E Show, and subscribe. I would love that. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.